Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Generationally different. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Wednesday, February 3rd. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm one generation. Jennifer Horn is another generation. And sometimes we agree on things. Sometimes we don't. It sparks good conversation. And that's what this is all about. So you'll find out what's going on today. And we'll talk about some of the things that are relevant to listener Dan. Or let's see here. Who else is on Facebook right now? John and Mark and David and Kay and Donna. And Blitzen.
This is like Romper Room. Do you remember Romper Room, Dougie?
I do. Yes, thank you very much.
Where she would stand in front of the mirror and say, I see Kara and Dougie and Roberta. And it's fun. Yeah.
And Brian and Lindsay.
I know. And you used to wait at home and just pray she would say your name, and then she never would.
Ryan, Joe, Sharon, Tom, Alan.
And you're like, Dick. What about Jennifer? It's the most popular name on the planet. Come on.
What about Dennis? What about Peter? What about Martin? What about Jim? What about Adam, Janice, and Jeff, and Mark, and Jerry, and Gary, and Kim,
okay, we
and
get
Jeff?
It. You're done.
Bruce.
You know a lot of names.
We have them all, and they're listening to Good Day. So let's see if we can find out what is going on in your neck of the woods. Criminal charges, according to the story that's trending at DougSteffen.com today, Jen, have been filed in Los Angeles County. Prosecutors announcing misdemeanor charges against SoCal. I love this. SoCal Gas.
Southern California Gas. So I write them a bill. Actually, how funny is this? Want to see what this is?
Yeah. Your
this
bill.
Is the bill to them.
Let's really?
See
how
I
much?
Pay for gas. Mm-hmm. Not too much. Just to. Oh.
Really?
$131.
Wow. Your bill's higher than mine.
Wow.
I think mine's 67 or 71 or something like that.
Usually I pay 43, but for some reason this month, 131 must be using that heater. Anyway.
No, you know what it is? It's they're charging you for the gas that's
for the gas
leaking
that's
out down in Porter.
Right.
What is it? It's Porter Village,
Porter
right?
Ranch is what
Porter
it's called.
Ranch. Yeah.
And there's a natural gas leak, and it's been getting national attention in an area called Aliso Canyon. And the L.A. County District Attorney filed 4 misdemeanor criminal charges against SoCal Gas Company, as you like to say, saying it released air contaminants and neglected to report the release of hazardous materials until 3 days after the leak began. And it started back in October 23rd, and it's been going on ever since. I know a couple of people who've actually had to relocate because they couldn't live where they lived anymore because
thousands of residents have been misplaced.
Displaced, too.
Displaced. I hope they haven't been displaced, but they've been displaced. This is pretty outrageous, and what it does is underscore what a lot of you are thinking about these big, huge utilities that have been allowed to grow bigger and bigger and bigger and less sensitive. Try to get a hold of somebody to talk to at the gas company. Try.
It's a tough one. And, you know, they've been telling the city and the county that they were going to have this problem fixed, and then it gets pushed and it gets pushed. They were supposed to have it fixed, I think, last week. Now they're saying it's not going to be fixed again until after February 20th. And the problem is they don't know what to do because all of their plans have a really high risk of exploding.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, not just in a philosophical sense, like truly exploding.
I would have thought they could turn off, they could locate it. And turn it isn't the piping, it's the gas source itself.
Right. And
that is the problem.
The problem with catching it is a really flammable proposition.
Right. Oh,
So the maximum fine now with these charges can be $25,000 a day for each day the leak went unreported, which is not very much money, I don't think. And $1,000 a day for each day that the well has polluted the air. So, I mean, you're looking at a significant chunk of money when we think of it. But for Southern California Gas, I don't even know if this is a huge amount of punishment for them.
Well,
think about it. It's $75,000, so $25,000 a day for each day that it was unreported, right?
Yeah.
And then $1,000 a day for each day after that. So it's significant money, but is it money that says, hey, people are moving from their homes and getting sick? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of significant money, the national debt hit $19 trillion last Friday. $19 trillion. And it only took 13 months for the debt to climb by $1 trillion.
Yeah, remember, it feels like just yesterday it was 17.
You go back to, excuse me, December of 2014, it was 18. And right, it was in the $17 trillion range about the third or fourth year into the Obama administration. So it's gone up. It was $16 trillion. I mean, it takes about the same amount of time. So since Obama's been in office, the national debt has gone up almost $4 trillion. That's, let's see, that's $500 billion a year. So if you want to just put it in terms of your own checkbook, that's like spending, we are taking in about $3 trillion a year. I think the last time I saw it was $3.4 trillion a year, but we're spending over $4 every year. So we're taking in about $3.5 trillion in income, and we're spending $4 trillion. So how long can you keep that up? I saw something the other day that suggested that by the year 2020, our debt would be $30 trillion. How in the name of God do you pay that back? As it is now, what is it, about 34 cents of every dollar that goes into the coffers gets used to pay down the debt or even the interest on the debt? I mean, this is nuts. And people just say, oh, well, we'll fix it sooner or later. How are you going to fix it if it keeps growing the way that it's growing? There's got to be a cut in services. There has to be some way. Well, actually, this would be a great, great, great debate discussion. How do we fix this debt? If you really go down to the, what do they call it, in the weeds, Jen? Mm-hmm. If you get into the weeds, you know that there's plenty of money in waste, fraud, corruption, abuse in not only the national government, but the local government, the state government, so much corruption that they could easily whack this down to nothing within 3 or 4 years. But who's got the will to do it when there's so much corruption to begin with?
It's and a real we've challenge. Also now, I mean, forget the corruption. We've also created a generation now of people, of Americans, who think that the government is there to give them things, give them handouts, give them freebies. I mean, there's also some tightening of the belt that has to be done culturally. We have a lot to change. I mean, one of the big things that I constantly hear about why people make a choice to vote for a president is because they're going to get free college. Yeah. Well, that
free.
Money doesn't come
free.
Out of the air. I mean, I know there are plans saying, well, we're just going to tax the rich, but that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work
so,
at all.
You know,
it just becomes
we
a political hack job.
You kind of have to make a cultural shift now, too. I mean, that's the business of spending too much, is that people get really used to being fat and happy until the bill comes.
Right. And the bill has come.
It's come.
So, yep, it has come. In a few moments, we discuss the first U.S. case of the Zika virus, which was, excuse me, apparently, sexually transmitted. So that comes up in a moment or, moment or two or three or four.
That was a Doug guy Steffen, and not a mosquito?
And Jennifer Horn. This is National Heart Month. February is National Heart Month.
Sure.
Cardiovascular issues affect a majority of both men and women here in our country. So we on the Good Day program encourage you to think about your heart health this month as it's National Heart Health Month. I help maintain my heart health by drinking Super Beets every day. Jennifer does the same thing. It's a powerful, powerful superfood powder that I mix with water. Excuse me. Sometimes with yogurt, you put in a smoothie. I do that. I mix it with juice. I do all kinds of things with it. This is an all-natural dietary nitrate. That's what's in Super Beets. Three dried powdered beets that go into every single spoonful of Super Beets. You put that in 4 ounces of water, mix it up, drink it. Man, you get all kinds of help boosting your circulation, supporting healthy blood pressure, and it's all natural. These are non-GMO beets. I've replaced my morning shot of Unga Bunga with a shot of Super Beets. You don't drink coffee, Jennifer, I don't think either, do you? I don't have
coffee.
Think I've seen
oh, sure, I do.
Coffee.
I'm drinking
you
it
do?
Right now. But
oh,
I do
really?
Like Super Beets because here's the thing. I drink coffee with you early in the day, and I don't want to keep drinking more and more caffeine. Like, you know, a cup or two is enough. So that's why it's great to go to Super Beets because you get that natural boost of energy instead of having to put more caffeine in your body.
One of the things I do with Super Beets also is drink a glass full before every workout. I have more energy, and I work out better. The quality of the workout's better. 800-655-4183. Doesn't this name? This makes nothing but sense. Get the free book, Beat the Odds, with all of this. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Order online at Doug, likesbeats.com or dial 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Why does a pat on the back feel so good? And why does an attaboy or an attagirl from the guy at the top make you feel like you're king of the world? Well, it's a chemical thing. Here's the science of it. When you're given a praise for a job well done, your brain is right there to make the reward even more meaningful. The perception of praise releases neurotransmitters, notably dihydroxyphenylalanine, the brain's reward chemical. With praise, it's activated, and when the praise is unexpected, the good feeling is magnified. What's the cheap psychological trick? There's no such thing as too much praise, no such thing as too many awards, and when people are surprised by your praise, the resulting good feeling can last for hours. Need more info? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Good Morning America has exposed an unlikely story. The show sent a microbiologist to inspect 14 different clothing articles, all bought from three different high and low end chains throughout New York City, to see how clean new clothing really is. Several pieces of clothing tested positive for bacteria from feces and other human bodily secretions. Oddly, in women's jackets, they found human secretions in the armpits and buttocks. One blouse even contained vaginal organisms and yeast in addition to the fecal bacteria.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The recipe for Big Success contains five ingredients, so let's blend up a shake.
First, we'll throw in T-I-M-E, time. The other ingredients all require it. Don't waste any because you can't get more until tomorrow.
Second, we'll toss in money. How much do you need? It's a matter of individual taste.
Blend money in slowly. It multiplies if you don't go too fast. It can shrink if you go full tilt. And if you don't have enough money, you can substitute time and vice versa.
Third, we need both work and play. You may love your work, but your life will have more flavor if you play too.
Fourth, let's add some growth. More growth helps everything mix faster, so add it liberally.
Now blend it all together for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Denver Broncos star quarterback Peyton Manning expected to retire following this week's Super Bowl. That's what Patriots coach Bill Belichick, who apparently is quite connected to Peyton Manning.
Well, at the end of the game when the Patriots and the Broncos played and the Broncos beat the Patriots, he went up to Belichick and said, you know what, this might be my last rodeo, trying to ease the pain of the loss because, I think if he wins a Super Bowl, he will retire. I think if he doesn't, depending on how he goes out, he might try to play another season. I hope he wins.
The poll today at DougStefan.com focuses on an aspect of the Super Bowl. What snack has to be part of your Super Bowl party? Yeah, exactly. A, pizza. B, nachos. C, subs or sandwiches. D, chili. E, anything salty. F, anything sweet. G, I don't care as long as there's beer. There's nothing in there.
Then.
There's nothing in there for me. As I'm trying to, what am I going to be doing when the Super Bowl's on? I'll go to the movies.
Nobody's watching.
No, it'll be movie time. 21 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.